The manhunt is over. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police in Illinois worked quickly and caught the person of interest wanted in connection to a mass shooting Monday in Highland Park, just north of Chicago.
Ultimately, they were able to get the subject stopped at Wesley and 41 in Lake Forest. The subject was taken into custody without incident.
Highland Park Police Chief Lou Jogman identified him as 22-year-old Robert Cremo III, who goes by the handle Awake the Rapper. During the 4th of July celebration, a gunman opened fire from a rooftop, killing at least six people, injuring dozens more, and sending people scrambling.
Everybody was running inside, and then we started noticing how many people were bloody. It wasn't just a joke. It wasn't just like, oh, something like a little BB gun or something. It was intense, and people were bleeding everywhere and screaming and crying, and it was just so sad.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to visit Chicago Tuesday to speak to the National Association of Educators. She did not say if she will visit with victims of the shooting in Highland Park, about 25 miles north of Chicago. Philadelphia police are looking for the gunman who shot and injured two officers during that city's 4th of July celebration Monday night.
Two officers shot, one from Philadelphia, one from Montgomery County. The Montgomery County officer, part of the added security for this operation here, so there were officers from out of Philadelphia here. Those officers are in stable condition. We know that the Philadelphia officer suffered a grazed wound to the head. The other was shot in the shoulder. Again, both stable. This all happened right behind the Ferris wheel when gunshots rang out during the fireworks. So, of course, you can imagine the confusion. Officers quickly pulling their guns, drawing their guns, loading their weapons. The radios scrambled, of course. The police are still now looking for a shooter.
Dave Kinchin with Fox 29 Philadelphia. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
WNBA star Brittany Griner, under arrest in Russia, is appealing directly to President Biden for help.
Griner sent a letter to the president asking him not to forget about her. The Phoenix Mercury Center is on trial in Russia on drug-related charges. The trial resumes Thursday. Griner faces 10 years in prison. She told the president in her letter she is terrified she might be in Russia forever. Griner noted her father is a Vietnam War veteran, and she added freedom means something completely different to her this year. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Oregon, where abortions are still legal, is bracing for an influx of women seeking the procedure this summer. The sole Planned Parenthood clinic serving the eastern half of the state is in the city of Bend. It expects women to travel there from neighboring Idaho, where a trigger law banning most abortions is about to go into effect. Pope Francis says the rumors are not true.
Pope Francis put rumors about his imminent resignation to rest. In an interview with the Reuters news agency, he said the thought hadn't even crossed his mind, though he did add that if he reaches the point where he can no longer carry out his duties, he would step down, and said Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI had done the church a service by setting this modern-day precedent. The Pope spoke about his health, laughed off a question about him having cancer, saying his doctors hadn't told him about that. And after that, he said there is a chance he'll go to Ukraine. Pope Francis said he'd like to go to Moscow first and talk to President Putin in the interests of promoting peace, but so far the Kremlin has not extended an invitation. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
And travelers fleeing home from the 4th of July getaways are facing fewer cancellations as of Monday. The tracking service FlightAware says airlines canceled 252 flights Monday and delayed more than 3,400. AAA estimated about 3.5 million people plan to fly during the holiday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.